to get to the meat of the matter and preach this whole message, and to have conference, we would solicit that you would stay for your conference, members of the Faith Missionary Church family. Then we're going to be missionaries. Amen. Every time I say you're a missionary.
You're a missionary.
Yeah. You're a missionary. We are a missionary church. If we don't be missionaries, we need to take a sign down. I don't know if I ever went to a restaurant and they offered one thing to get up there. We got them on the table. I'm waiting in line for a paper table. Not only don't you have, you don't have blood, and I have to catch myself. I don't want to sit away. You ain't got no potato, take a sign down. We are a missionary church. And we are missionaries. And this afternoon is for an opportunity to be who God has called us to be. And to go and to be missionaries. And to take some good cheer. I want to stop right there. You know, everybody calling out the rest of the restaurant. If you can't go there with a smile on your face and some love in your heart, we're going to do it all where you are. But some of us are happy and we can bless the Lord. But I'm going to go there with a smile and a song in my heart. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his plans. On last week, we talked about the person of Christmas. God has indeed spoken through his divine word, we know, in the person of Jesus. Jesus, as described in verse 1, when it says, in the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That scripture lets us know that Jesus had pre-existence. It lets us know that Jesus had co-existence. And it also lets us know that Jesus had self-existence. Come on, somebody. In other words, though he was born in Bethlehem, he did not get his start in Bethlehem. For the word says, in the beginning was. Before the beginning ever started the beginning, Jesus was already in existence. He dwells not in the periphery of time and continuum, for he existed before the beginning. So it lets us know that Jesus is eternal. He has always been with God. He has always been verse number 2 only repeats what verse number 1 is trying to establish in your heart. It says the same was in the beginning with God. Don't get it twisted. He is not little God. He is not God Junior. He is God, a separate being. And it's through the Trinitarian thought that we see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit show up at Christmas time. Yeah. Better than gonna come to life.
Yeah.
I got quiet right here. You can do it all you want, but sooner or later it's gonna be revealed. Who am I talking to? You thought you got away with it. You didn't get away with it. What you do in the dark is gonna somehow come to life. Isn't it funny, no matter where you go, there's always somebody that knows you.
Amen.
Good time. I dance. I got about five or six drink tickets. That's what I got. this monster back. The light can be manipulated because we have a choice whether or not to let it dwell on the inside. We don't have a choice about the darkness because we are darkness. Let me teach you this. You are already darkness. You are born into sin. Shaped in iniquity. You are already darkness. That's why darkness can't be manipulated with light hand. I can strike a match. And I can hold it over here. And by the fist I can throw it, I can hold it over here. You see how he can be manipulated. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So the darkness cannot be manipulated. The only way you can get rid of the darkness is that the light got to shine in the darkness. That's what God was saying. I'm going to let my light let others lit. You don't have to let it shine. You can remain in darkness. Darkness is always evil. And the absence of light, which is the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus, which is God, the absence of him is darkness. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm not doing that. I was asking anybody. I tried it out. I'm going to give you the first. But if I was to ask you this morning, a question, only do this so far. What is the greatest manifestation of God's power? Well, just think about it. What is the greatest manifestation God's power? Some would say, I bet you if I asked that question, I would have as about as many answers as it is people here in the room. Again, the question I want to leave with you, what is the greatest manifestation or demonstration of God's power? Some of y'all promises in creation. When he spoke and said, let there be. When God said, let there be, everything that wasn't started straining to become. Some of y'all would say that would be the great. When he said, let there be light. And in 6 days made everything. You would say that would be the greatest manifestation. While yet others would say the greatest manifestation might be part of the racing. Those of you who are more acclimated know the power and the weight of water, how God divided it. And the Bible says that it walked across on dry ground. Some of y'all would say that. Some of y'all would even go further and say, probably, but maybe the resurrection. Or even the cross is the greatest manifestation or the greatest demonstration of his power. But I want to propose to you and to humbly suggest that the greatest manifestation of God's power was demonstrated somewhere around December 25th. I'm going to put your mind in the back here. Somewhere around, we don't know the exact date, but I would suggest to you that the greatest manifestation of the power of God was demonstrated when he took deity and veiled it in humanity. I just want to try to prove a point. It takes a whole lot more power to refrain and to subdue than it is to act.
Amen.
Somebody slap you on the face and give you a demonstration. It's very easy to strike back. It takes power to turn it over. Some of y'all are so much into justifying yourself, you just need to hush. You need to cast your soul in this kid too. Now, Jesus never said anything until Pilate said, "Don't you know who I am? Yeah. You won't tell me who you are. I'm going to tell you what. Don't you know I got the power to take your life?"
Yeah.
And for the first time, all night long, he broke silence. He said, "No man takes my life, lest I lay it down. And if I lay it down, I will pick it up." Powerful, yet uncontrolled.